In a decisive move to secure the nation's financial future, Ukraine's governing Servant of the People Party reached a critical consensus today, April 7, 2026, to support a sweeping package of tax legislation. This agreement is a vital step toward meeting the stringent requirements set by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the European Union for continued financial aid. The proposed Ukraine military tax reform focuses on two main pillars: fortifying the defense budget and modernizing the taxation of the digital economy. The legislative package is designed to address the immediate fiscal pressures of the ongoing conflict while laying the groundwork for long-term economic transparency. The two pillars of the reform package, the consensus reached by the parliamentary coalition, clears the path for two high-impact tax measures: extension of the 5% military levy. Originally introduced as a temporary measure, the 5% military tax on personal income and corporate profits is set for a long-term extension. This levy is the primary internal funding mechanism for the armed forces of Ukraine, and its continuation is seen as essential for maintaining frontline operations. The OLX law, digital platform tax, named after the popular marketplace, this new digital tax targets revenue generated by online service providers, e-commerce marketplaces, and gig economy platforms. The law requires these platforms to report seller income and, in some cases, withhold taxes on transactions, mirroring the transparency standards seen in the OECD digital platform exchange frameworks. Securing the IMF and EU funding lifeline for the Ukrainian government, the Ukraine military tax reform is more than just a domestic policy, it is a diplomatic necessity. The IMF has made domestic revenue mobilization a non-negotiable condition for its multi-billion dollar loan programs. By broadening the tax base to include the digital sector and maintaining the military levy, Ukraine is demonstrating its commitment to fiscal self-sufficiency. Economic context. Passing these bills is about more than just numbers on a spreadsheet. It's about proving to our international partners that Ukraine can manage its budget under extreme pressure, noted a representative from the Parliamentary Tax Committee. As the bills head for a formal vote, digital marketplaces and large-scale service providers are already auditing their Ukrainian operations to ensure compliance with the new reporting standards.